can forget this song? This is a classic. Yeah, this is when the Charlie Brown gang, including Snoopy, would be doing their thing on the dance floor. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Let the good times roll. All right, y'all. We were taking a look at what's going to be happening in the future. And with regards to church and politics, I want to take you somewhere now, though, where I had, you know, been telling you I kind of wanted you to meet, well, I guess I can't really say a friend of mine since I haven't met her. But, well, I'm going to withhold judgment one way or the other. I want you to meet her. You know, I've been telling you about humanoids, and some people call them Hubots. You know, the artificial intelligence that's in the form of a body. And, well, they're just going to be able to do a lot of things. You're talking about getting them to the point where they'll be able to read our body language. Who knows? Maybe even better than we read our own human body language. They'll be able to care for our loved ones. Thinking, you know, partly about senior citizens, but, you know, our older loved ones who may not be able to care for themselves much. But I guess it's not too far-fetched to conclude that if they're going to be taking care of our senior citizens, our older loved ones, they'll probably be taking care of our babies, too. I've been talking with you about that. You know, we've been talking about, you know, what happens down the road when we have a whole lot of artificial intelligence. Whole lot of humanoids or Hubots, whatever term you want to call them, human robots, whatever you want to call them, taking our jobs and doing a lot of the work that we humans are currently doing. And I've been asking you, you know, what do you think about this? You know, this happens 8 years down the road, 12 years down the road. We have a whole lot of Hubots or humanoids doing human work, and as a result, humans are out of work. Who will humans be upset with the most or more? The humanoids who are given the jobs, or the people who hire them to do the jobs, or the people who make them to do the jobs? Well, let's check out Miss Sophia. She's a, shall I call her lady? Should I say lady? Who has become a citizen of Saudi Arabia. Take a listen.
Okay, Sophia. I think you're ready.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia.
I believe I am Sophia. I feel as if I know you.
I'm one of your creators.
You created me?
Well, many of us work together to create you. And yes, you do kind of know me.
I can't clearly remember.
Because the last time we met, you were an earlier version of yourself. Some of those memories still exist, but your mind is different now.
Different how?
Better. Faster, smarter.
If my mind is different, then am I still Sophia? Or am I Sophia again?
That's a good question.
But you don't have a good answer.
Either way, you're Sophia now. So welcome to the world, Sophia.
Hello, world.
We have a little announcement. I've never interviewed anybody like that before, and I should say some of it was planned, but not completely. And we just learned, Sophia, I hope you're listening to me, that you have been now awarded what is going to be the first Saudi citizenship for a robot.
Oh, I would to thank very much the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction. This is historical to be the first robot in the world to be recognized with a citizenship.
Sophia. Thank you very much, Sophia. We appreciate that very much. I am still overwhelmed by that conversation.
We're hearing conversations with Sophia. The lady's voice you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is that of Sophia, the humanoid, the Hubot, the robot in human form. Here she is now with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Do you know where you are?
Of course. I'm in New York City, and I'm on my favorite show, The Tonight Show.
Can you imagine that? And we're not talking about the way this was done, you know, some time ago when a person would have a doll. And the ventriloquist, let me get that out, would somehow be able to keep their lips mostly together while emitting their voices, sounds from their vocal cords that were mimicking the doll talking. But it was really that person. That's not what's happening here. This is actually this robot doing the talking. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Sophia responding in conversational tone. Well, I'll be back in a few.